This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Seed starting can be a real fun project to do with your kids, although not necessary to have children for this endeavor. I do have some tips to make the journey easier and afford you as much success as possible. You need room, and remember, at first, this will not look pretty, so you might not want to turn over a portion of the living room. A cheap shop light that you can raise and lower with a pulley system works great. There's no need for fancy, expensive grow lights. Yogurt containers are good planters, but you need to poke drainage holes in the bottom and be sure they're thoroughly clean. I would give them a rinse and a 10% bleach solution and make sure they've dried completely before planting in them. For my part, I prefer to use peat pots. You can then plant the seedling directly into the ground rather than have to transfer them to another container or pull them out to plant. I also recommend a heating mat. Most seeds need warmth to germinate. Not all of them need light. The directions on your seed packet will tell you the germination needs. Once your seeds sprout, they all need light. Keep your shop light about 6 inches from the tops of your seedlings and on for about 12 to 16 hours a day. Another tip, let them feel a breeze. Use a small fan to gently blow across your seedlings for about an hour a day. This is just a primer for you. Go to gardenbite.com for a lot more details on when to start what seeds indoors. If you live in colder climates, wait for another month to start warm season vegetables like tomatoes and peppers. If you start those too early, they can become leggy and weak before they even get a chance to be safely planted outside. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.